The Lord has impressed on my heart this week just to share what I feel He's saying to the church today. And the church is you and I who know Jesus Christ as Savior. Today I want to share out of Isaiah chapter 40. And it's a very good verse. Many of us have read it many times. And then begins in verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. And this increasing of strength is not only physical, but it's spiritual strength. It is mental strength. It is emotional strength. He goes on to say in verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those that wait upon the Lord, He's going to renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I believe that walk is the walk of faith. They will walk by faith and not by sight. They won't grow weary. They won't quit. They won't give up. They won't fall away from the faith, but they will stand firm. When other people are offended, they're going to say, great peace have I because I love the word of God. And nothing shall offend me. And I'm referring to Psalm 119, verse 165. But it says, the youth shall faint and be weary. Those that are young in God, this is speaking not only the natural, but the spiritual. You know, those that are young in God, many times they grow weary. That's why those who are spiritual have to uphold those who are weak in the faith. Even the young men shall surely fall, utterly fall. But when we wait upon the Lord, now this word wait, when He renews our strength for waiting upon the Lord, it doesn't mean like you're sitting in the doctor's office waiting to go in to have your appointment. No, this word wait is a powerful word. It means to bind together, to bind together. In other words, we are bound not only to God, but to one another. In fact, those who are a part of a local church, those who bind together with God and co-labor in His harvest field, reaping the souls, winning the lost, those that are bound together in the work of God, who are faithful to the house of God, who worship with people of precious like faith, those who wait upon the Lord, when we're bound together, when we're laboring together, we're in a place that He will renew our strength. In other words, we are so refreshed, we are renewed, and God can empower us to walk and live in these last days. If you are not a part of a Bible-believing, full gospel, Spirit-filled church, you need to find one. You say, well, I can't find a good church. Well, a good church is worth the drive. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Many of you, when you lived in sin, you thought nothing about driving an hour to get to a good restaurant or to go to that favorite nightclub. But now since you're saved, if it's not down the road, then it's not convenient. It sounds to me that you served the devil better than you were willing to serve God. My friend, put God first. Be a doer of His word, because if you don't, you're going to faint in the day of adversity because your strength will be small. God says, wait on me. Bind yourself together with my presence and my people, and your strength will be renewed. I'll be back tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.